Well, when I first played the testimonial for him, I just did so kind of cold and asked him his opinion of it, because we were talking about marketing, and he was kind of lamenting he had done an email blast for this and had gotten zero results from it. He basically emailed all the other doctors around the area, and it probably went into the spam bucket for most of them. And we were talking about the marketing and how to do that, and I mentioned that I had become associated with a consultant and expert, meaning Bill, on how to market effectively. And I got to talking to him about that, and I happened to have my computer with the interview I had done with the attorney on there. And I had taken that and cut it down to about 5 minutes, and I played that for him, and he just went through the roof. So now we are forming a team. We're going to go to a medical convention in May. We're going to produce a CD with audio and visual on it to market this team of consultants that he has, this practice management consulting team. So that put me in the door and bought my ticket onto that team with him.
And all of that from just basically applying these concepts that you've learned in this technology toolkit.
Yep, exactly. I was singing to him right out of your hymnal, and it just floored him. Yeah, when he heard this lawyer talk about it and extol our virtues, you know, it sunk in. And I have even another story about that very same thing. I got a call, and this was from the Yellow Pages, just a random call I got from an electrical contractor. And contractors, I've always found, are kind of tough to deal with. They're very hard to negotiate with because that's just the way their business is. You know, it was, do you think you can fix this, and how much is it going to cost, and, you know, when could you come out, and, you know, all very guarded and all very, you know, contractor-ish, if
right.
you will. If you've ever worked with them, you know
right.
what I'm talking about. It's very, very intense, you know, very negotiated, and everything is,
right.
you know, wanting to know how much and when it's going to be done, you know, time and money.
Right.
And I thought, well, I've got nothing to lose here. You know, I don't have this business anyway, and, you know, it's not going to be a huge account, so the potential for loss is not huge. And I just, you know, I'll just take the offensive here with this and see if I can go in a strong negotiating position, because my rates, I know, were quite a bit higher than the rates of their incumbent. I knew
right.
who was doing the work, and I knew they were going to get sticker shock from it. So when I went out there, you know, I just basically told them, I said, that, you know, I work a little differently than most of your just kind of fix it from the trunk type of guys. You know, we do a maintenance contract with you, and we're looking for ongoing customers. We're not looking for little one-shot deals. And so, I completely took the offense on it and put them on the defensive in a very subtle way. So I had my laptop, and I had the two testimonials that I had done, the lawyer and the financial advisor, and I had cut those both down, one to like 5 minutes and one to 8 minutes. So what I did is I said, well, you got a place we can sit down? Yeah. So we went in there, and I just broke open the computer, and I said, you know, I could sit here and tell you how good I am and everything, but I said, I'd like to just play a couple things for you. It'd take about 10 minutes or so total. And this is a couple of clients of mine, and they'll just tell you kind of how I work. And I said, I think you would be interested in hearing what my clients think of the way that I do work for them. I said, I think that would have more credibility than me just sitting here telling you I could do it better, faster, and cheaper. And when I played the first audio for them, the first testimonial from the lawyer, I could see such a change in their body language as they were sitting across the table from me. They were leaning into the computer speakers more, you know, and I could see it was very positive. And I thought, well, you know, let's set the hook.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, I've got another one, and I didn't even ask, you know, if they wanted to hear it. I said, I'll play this other one for you. It'll take about 6 or 7 minutes. So I played the other one. By the time we got through with that, they were like, well, when can you start on this? And it was just like an instant sale.
Right.
The change was just phenomenal. I'm just amazed at the power of this.
You know, it's almost like you're bringing along your customers on the call with you.
Yeah, and it put me in a beautiful negotiating position because now there was no haggling on the rates or anything. You know, I told them what the rates were, and I said, you know, if this is just a one-shot deal, I really probably am going to have to pass on it because I don't want to have just, you know, clients that I do one little piece of work for and I never do work for again. I said, if you're interested in a long-term relationship, I'll fix your computers today, and then we'll talk about the relationship. But I will charge you my normal rate for today, like I'm doing them a favor.
Right.
And then we'll talk about a long-term relationship.
Right.
And they just totally bought into that.
Cool.